The Yom Tov of Sukkos is one of the happiest times in the Liach in the Jewish calendar. The Gevaldig Simcha, which we have Chag HaSukkos V'Samachto B'Chagecho. But when it comes to the very last day of Sukkos, the joy of Sukkos is replaced by a seriousness. Because although it's Sukkos, but it is Hoshana Rabbah. And Hoshana Rabbah is a Yom Hadin. We find already in the Rishonim who gave a simon, Arya Shuag, Milo Yira. When the lion roars, Milo Yira. Shteitin Rishonim, Arya's Rosh Hatevis, Elul, Rosh Hashuna, Yom Hakipirim, Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is included in the list of those days, which is Arya Shuag Mi Lo Yira. And the Maram Mirotenburg used to actually say in Shmoina Esra of Noshana Rabba, he would say, HaMelech HaKudosh, similarly, the Argisuos in the Tefillah of Nesana Toikiv, which we say on Rosh Hashuna and Yom HaKippurim, not like we say, if Rosh Hashuna Yikosevin, if Yom Som Kippur Yechoseimim. There was another Gesa, if Rosh Hashanah Yishpatin, on Rosh Hashanah we are being judged, if it's Som Yom Kippur Yechoseimim, and the verdict is written down on Yom Kippur, of Hoshana Rabbah Yechoseimim, and it is sealed on Hoshana Rabbah. And the Mefarshim ask a question that we don't find at all anywhere in the Gemara and in the Mishnayos and in Divrei Chazal from the Chelek HaNigla of the Torah, any remez whatsoever that Hoshana Rabbah is a Yom Hadin. And it would appear that the Makar is from Torah's Hanista, from Torah's HaKabula, which was only revealed in later generations in the time of the Rishonim, the importance and significance of Hoshana Rabbah, that this is the Yom Hadin. However, there is a gewaldige yesod and a moyerdike chiddush from the Rogatchova Gaon, where the Rogatchova wants to explain as already from the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, from the time of Shloima HaMelech, that is when Hoshana Rabbah was established as a Yom Selicha VeKapura. And the Rogatchova says a gewaldige chiddush, which in his crypt and very, very short fashion, he explains with this a number of Gemoras, and he answers with this a number of gewaldige kashas, and he comes out with a moyerdike chiddush, which is not like the Pashtus, how one would understand the Gemara. I want to start first with the Gemara in Masechtas Moed Kuten in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, which this Gemara in itself is also a gewaldige chiddush, which the Gemara tells us it happened once in the history of Klal Yisrael, that there was a Yom Kippur, which Klal Yisrael, not only did they not fast on this Yom Kippur, but just the opposite, they made cedars and they ate busa v'yayin. And says the Gemara, when did this take place? This took place when Shloima HaMelech was mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. When Shloima HaMelech was mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, he made a chanikas abayis. So he declared that Klal Yisrael was going to hold 7 days of Mishta V'Simcha to celebrate the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. And he started on Zion Ches Tishri. So therefore, they celebrated 7 days until Chag HaSukkos. And then was the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And after Sukkos, they went home, like the Psikim tell us in Shmuel Aleph, V'yelchi levoteim sumeichim v'toiv lev. Klal Yisrael went home after 14 days of an extended Yom Tov, celebrating the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. So tells us the Gemara in Masechtas Moed Kutin as follows. Omer Panach, Omer B'Yochanan, Oysa Shuna, that year when they made the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, Lo Usi Yisrul Es Yoim HaKipirim, Klal Yisrul did not observe Yom Kippurim. Says Rashi, what does this mean? Lefi sheshiva yomim shlifnei sikkus, because in the 7 days preceding sikkus, which includes Yom Kippur, usi simcha v'mishta, they made him a simcha v'mishta. Dechsev, like it's written a pusik, v'yas shloime be'es ha'hiyas ha'chag shivas yomim, he made a yomtiv for 7 days, which was followed by another 7 days of Chagas Sikkus, all in all, 14 days. Why did Shloimeh HaMelech make Dafke then the Chanukah's Bais? Why couldn't he have made it a different time? The Beis HaMikdash was actually completed 11 months early in Chodesh Cheshvan. So why did he wait almost the entire year and make this Chanukah's Bais just to coincide with Yom HaKodesh? So writes the Meshech Chochma in his Chedishim al Hashas, in the name of his son-in-law, a very original Yesod. That since the Beis HaMikdash, since the Kodesh HaKadoshim was off limits the entire year, except for Yom HaKodesh, it would have been lacking in the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash to make a Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, and they can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we find in the Gemara a klal of avoidusom machanchusom, that using the Beis HaMikdash, using the Klei HaMikdash, that in itself constitutes the actual Chanukah, the actual inauguration. So Shloimeh HaMelech specifically scheduled the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash over Yom Kippur, that the avoid of the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, avoidusom, and therefore, they had the avoid of Yom Kippur, whilst at the same time, they ate and they drank. Tells us the Gemara, that after Yom Kippur was over, Hoyidoyagim, Klal Yisrael suddenly became worried, V'oimrim, and they said, Shemen Nischaivi Soneim Shal Yisrael Kloya. Perhaps they were wrong. Perhaps they shouldn't have made the Chanukah's Hamayis over Yom Kippur. Or even if they should have done, perhaps at least on that day of Yom Kippur, they should have fasted and not eaten and drank and made a Mishta V'Simcha. And they were very worried. Yotza Baskoil, a Baskoil went out, V'omru Lehem, Kilcha Mizimunim L'chaye Hu Oylem Abu. All of you are going to be Zoycha to Chaye Oylem Abu. Therefore, you don't need to worry. Nothing happened. You didn't do an Aveira by eating on Yom Kippur. You're going to get, all of you, Chaya Oylem Abu. Carries on the Gemara. Why did the Yidden in the first place think it was permissible, yes, to eat on Yom Kippur? Tells us the Gemara, they learnt a Kal V'Chomer. They dashed a Kal V'Chomer. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechanech the Mishkan in the Midbar, we know that the Nasiim brought every day a korban, Nusi Echad LeYoim, Nusi Echad LeYoim. And the Nasiim brought their korban even B'Yoim HaShabbos. So they made the Kal V'Chomer. If already for the Chanukah's HaMishkan, which was only a temporary structure in the Midbar, they felt that they were allowed to bring a korban, although it was Shabbos, it overrid Shabbos, they did Meluchas on Shabbos. So for the Chanukah's Habayis of the Beis HaMikdash, which the Habayis is Kiddushusoy Kiddushus Oilam, and Yom Kippur is not as Chum as Shabbos, like Kol Shekein. So said the Gemara, so why then were they worried? They had a good reason, a very solid Kal V'Chomer. Elamai Hoyidoyagim, says the Gemara, Hulsim Tzurach Gavoya. In the Midbar, when they brought the Karbunas for the Mishkan, that was to bring a Karbun, that was Tzorech Gavoya. Or Behir, Hochet Tzorech Hedyot. Here they were eating and drinking themselves. This wasn't a Karbun, they were just themselves eating and drinking. So they were worried, perhaps there is a Pircha on their Kal V'Chomer. And therefore, they were worried, perhaps what they did was wrong. So the Baskol went out and told them, Kilchem mezimunem l'chayei oylem abu. You don't need to worry. Klal Yisrael, you don't need to worry. You're all going to be zoicha to Olam Haba. What you did was right. In other words, the Kal V'chomer was a good Kal V'chomer. The Yidden weren't over any Aveira. They have nothing to worry about. This is how one understands the Gemara, how the Mefarshim all understand the Gemara. Until the Rogachov Gaon came, and he asked the following question. And this is printed in his Sefer, Shas and Shiva Sofnas Paneach. This is in the Hachadushos, Simon Tzadik. We have a Gemara in Masechtes Yima in Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara asks, why can't we learn out the halachas of not doing melucha on Yom Kippur from achila on Yom Kippur, from the halachas of fasting? Why do we need a special asura that you're not allowed to do melucha on Yom Kippur, and we need an asura you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Why can't we learn out one from the other? And the Gemara says, because they are not actually the same. Because doing melucha on Yom Kippur is not as chomer, is not as severe as fasting on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says the following words, Ma melucha shehitra mechlula. That melucha, we find sometimes it's mitzvah to do melucha on Yom Kippur. When? When you bring a korban. All the meluchas which are one needs to do to bring a korban, one's allowed to do that on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Abba Inui is loy hita mechlulai. Inui, fasting on Yom Kippur, we never ever find that there's a heter not to fast on Yom Kippur. So therefore you can't learn out the Issa Melucha, which is not as severe from fasting on Yom Kippur, which is more severe, because fasting is loy hita mechlulai. There's never a heter to eat on Yom Kippur. Freik de Rogachov Agun, I don't understand. We find that sometimes you're also allowed to not to fast on Yom Kippur. When is this? When you make a Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. You might say, well, that's no comparison. This was a one-off event which happened, was never ever repeated. But the Rogachov Agun felt, no. The Mass, if it would have been repeated, if one would have needed to make a second or third or fourth Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, and it would have been over Yom Kippur, we would have eaten again. So the Mass, it didn't actually happen more than once. But if it would happen, you'd be allowed to eat. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that there's never a heter not to fast on Yom Kippur? I see there is a heter. If you make a Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed. You're allowed to eat. So says the Rogachover, Mikoyach this Gemura, I understand that when the Yidden ate on Yom Kippur, they were wrong. It was forbidden. And says the Rogachover Gun, I'll prove to you what they did was wrong from the Lushan of another Gemura, a Gemura Masechta Shabbos. The Gemura says in Masechta Shabbos that when the Yidden went home, after having observed the 14 days of Mishtav Simcha, they went home, Semeichim V'toiva Lev Al Kol HaToiva, on all the Toiva which the Rabbeinu Shloilem had performed for them. Says the Gemara, what are we referring to? And the Gemara reckoned also a number of different things which the Yidden was Zoicha to. One of the things was, says the Gemara, to Ochel Lehi Uvoin de Yom HaKippurim. The Yidden went home happy because Rabbeinu Shalom was moichel them on the Uvoin, on the Aveira of Yom HaKippurim. Says Rashi, She'ochli v'shusi b'chanikas abayis, that they'd eaten and drank when they made the chanikas abayis, like it's written in the Pusik, that they had a 14-day yontif. I see very clearly from the Lushan HaGemura that this, what they ate and drank on Yom Kippur, is considered an Aveira. And they needed Mechila. And the Rabbeinu Shloilem was Moichel them. So when this Baskoil went out, that the Gemara tells us in Moyed Kuten, that Kilchem is Zimunim Lachai Oilem Abo, the Gemara doesn't mean that therefore they have nothing to worry about. They didn't do an Aveira. No, they've done an Aveira, and the Rabbeinu Shloilem had been moichel them. So this is what the Rogatchov Agon learns, Mikoyach, from these two Gemuras, the Gemura in Mesechtes Shabbos in Daf Lamed, and the Gemura in Mesechtes Yima in Daf Pei Aleph. Now, how were the Yidden Zoicha to a Kapura? If, like we are now saying, that it was forbidden for them to eat on Yom Kippur, and they should have fasted, somebody who eats on Yom Kippur, he's oivan aveira sheyosh baikuris. It's a very serious aveira. Why and how were they zoicha to a kapura? So we already saw, the lusha of the Gemara Moed Kutin is, that the Yidden were taka worried. They taka didn't fast on Yom Kippur, but they were worried. Ho yidoyagim, shemin ischai vikaloya, perhaps had been oivan. So they were worried. So how did they realize that they had made a mistake? So zuk the Rogatchov Agon, it must be that when it came Hoshana Rabbah, they realized they were wrong. Now the Rogatchov Agon doesn't explain why they only came to that conclusion on Hoshana Rabbah. But I saw in one or two Svorim explain his words as follows. Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar HaChasima. That means that the Rebbein Shalom issues the verdict on Yom Kippurim, it comes Hoshana Rabbah, and then it receives the final seal. So it came Hoshana Rabbah, and the Yidden saw that they didn't get a very good verdict because they'd eaten Yom Kippur. So when it came Hoshana Rabbah, that's how they realized that what they'd done was wrong. Now, in Mesechtes Horius, Chazal tell us, the Mishnah, in the beginning of Mesechtes Horius, and this is what the whole Mesechta is about, that if Bezdin issued a ruling about an Aveira, which is Zadoinoi Kures, they were Matik Lal Yisrael to do something which is actually an Issa Kures, and the majority of Klal Yisrael listened to Bezdin and were over this Aveira, they have to bring a korban, a pa, helem, dover. This is a pusik in the Torah. They have to bring a pa, helem, dover. Now, when I learned Mesechtes Horius, I thought to myself, how is this possible? Did it ever happen such a thing that Bezdin, we're speaking about the Sanhedrin should tell Klal Yisroel that something which is usa min ha-Torah, and not only usa min ha-Torah, is chayef kuras, Bezdin should say, go ahead and do this thing which is an aveira. And none of the Sanhedrin realized that they were wrong. Not chas v'shalom, they were speaking about they went bemazed. They made a mistake. They misunderstood. There was no one to correct them. And the majority of Klal Yisroel listened to them. Nobody realized to tell them, is this halucha like Ben Soira and Moira, that Chazal tell us that Ben Soira Moira hoye v'lo yeh el adur shekab escha? Oh no! This is something which actually happened. And I looked around and I couldn't find any of the Mesforim or Meforshim to explain whether this thing actually happened in real life or not. Comes the Rogatchov Agon and he says it did happen. You know when it happened? It happened then on Hoshana Rabbah. On Hoshana Rabbah, Klal Yisrael realized that they were mistaken, they had done an Aveira, it was wrong for them to eat on Yom Kippur. So can you imagine? They had been over such a serious Aveira of eating on Yom Kippur, this is an Aveira Shechayiv Kuris, and as a result they were Doyagim Shemen Ischayvi Kuloya. So what did they do? The halacha is that if Sanhedrin issues such a psak and the majority of Klal Yisrael listen, they have to bring a pa helem dover shaltzibah. So on that Hoshana Rabbah, Klal Yisrael offered up a pa helem dover shaltzibah. Zuk now the Rogatchover, with this we understand another Gemara. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Masechta Sikkah, the very, very, came up the last Mishnah, Masechta Sikkah, that although we know there were Chof Dalet Mishmurois, 24 groups of Kohanim who would take turns doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, tells us the Mishnah that when it came to Yontov, Kol Mishmurois Shuvois, all the Chof Dalet Mishmurois were allowed to take an equal share in doing the Avodah of the Karbunos, because there were many, many Karbunos which were being offered up over the course of Sikkos. So they were divided up between all the different Mishmos. But finishes off the Mishnah, but the Mishmash is Manoi Kaviyah, that Mishnah who was actually his turn then to do the Avodah, he Makriv, Tamidim, Nadurim, Naduvis, Vishar Karbunos Tziba. Tells us now the Gemara. What did the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah said that the Mishma, who it was his turn to do the Avodah, he would offer up Shah Kabunas Tziba? Says the Gemara, La'asiyah mai. What is this coming to include? La'asiyah pahelem dova shel tziba. It comes to include this korban, says Rashi, that if it happened on the Chol HaMoed Sikkos, that Klal Yisrael was over an Avera Shizodoyna Chorus, because the Sanhedrin had mistakenly told them that this was allowed, and they'd done it, and they realized now they were mistaken, so they have to bring a Pahelem Dovash of Tziba. So the Mishma, who is Kavir for that, for those 2 weeks, they are the ones to be Makar of the Korban. Most unusual, the Gemara has to tell us this is what the Mishnah means to come include a Pahelem Dovash of Tziba. When did this ever happen? That we should say, this is the Kavun of the Mishnah? Says the Rogachova, it did happen. And it happened back in Chol HaMoed Sikkos, that on a Shana Rabba, they brought a Pahelem Tziba Shal Tziba. And then says the Rogachova Nochachab. With this we understand another Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Horius and Daf Gimel, that when we said the majority of Klal Yisrael has to do this Aveira in order to bring a Pahelem Dovah Shel Tziba, this only refers to the majority of Klal Yisrael who is living in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara there, we're speaking about the majority of those even who are living in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, says the Gemara, as we learn out from the Pusik, V'yah Shloime Beis Ahiyah Sachag, V'chol Yisrael Imoy Kahal Gudoil Miluvay Chamos Adnachal Mitzrayim Bnei Hashem Lekenis Shivas Yumim Shivas Yumim Arba Usayoy. So we learn out from this Pusik, which says very clearly that Kol Yisrael Imoy Kahal Gudoil, all the Yidden who are with him in Eretz Yisrael, explains Tosfos that we always know a limit we can only learn out from a Pusik in the Torah, not in Nach. This is a Pusik in Nach. Why is the Gemara bringing a Pusik in Nach? So it says Tosis, it's just a gili milsa ba'alma. When it's not a proper limit, we're just seeing that Pusik, that is considered Kol Yisrael Imoy, those who are in Eretz Yisrael. Zug the Rogachova going. What does Tosis mean it's a gili milsa? We're bringing this Pusik because this is the Pusik where we're speaking about, where from here we learn out when they brought the Pahelem Dovah Shel Tziba. It happened on this very occasion when Shloim HaMelech called all the Klal Yisrael, and that's why the Gemara quotes the entire Pusik, Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim, Arbu Siyoim, because they ate on Yom Kippur, and therefore they had to bring a Pahelem Dovah Shel Tziba. So Zuk the Rogachova gone. So it was on that year, that Hoshana Rabba, Klal Yisrael woke up and they realized, oy vey, we're not going to be Zoicha to a Kapura. We ate on Yom Kippur. How are we going to be Zoicha to a Kapura? And they brought the Pahelem Dovah Shel Tziba. And there was Zoicha to a Kapura, and a bas koil went out, Kilchem Mezimunem L'chaye Oilam Habu. Says the Rogachova, from that Hoshana Rabba was established that Hoshana Rabba is a Yoim Mechila and a Yoim Kapura. And this is a gewaltige groisse chizik for us. Because if the Yidin was Zoicha to a Kapura, despite the fact that they'd eaten on Yom Kippur, which in other words means they didn't have a Yom Kippur to be Mechap on them, they'd eaten in Yom Kippur, and they had no Yom Kippur. And despite that, They were able to do tshiva, and the Hoshana Rabbah was machapa for them, although they had no Yom Kippur. So Kol Shekein and Kal Vachoyma, for us, who we keep in Yom Kippur, and we're fasting in Yom Kippur, and we're trying, and sometimes, unfortunately, despite everything, we still slip up, and we still make mistakes. But comes Hoshana Rabbah, this is the Gemar Chasima Toiva. We should all be zoicha to a git kvittel, and a git yu, and a gebench to you, luni lechol Yisruel, amen.